The inner work, imaginative work, especially the work of the Rosicrucians in the anthroposophical context, is that we could say, I want to learn to use the things in the world to teach me about myself. And I do that by finding things in the world that seem to resemble my pathology, that remind me of the feelings that I get when I have my events.
So that distinguishes it from a more traditional anthroposophic meditation, the six exercises, as compared to
yes.
Do the calendar of the soul.
So doing the calendar of souls usually means just reading it, but not penetrating it. So the Rosicrucians say that the book is out in the book is the world. And Rudolf Steiner took the world and put it in books so that we could find out that the book is the world. And he himself was a very highly trained scientist, so he could deal with the world. But he had a problem. When he studied geology, he could never remember the name of a rock. So he tried all kinds of crazy things to dim his consciousness so he could remember the name of a rock. It's because he saw the process of the rock, and the name of it was a corpse. And so he used Goethe to find a way down here to remember the names of the rocks so that he could tell us about how it is when you take the rock and move it back into the spirit. So and in order to do that, he then used alchemical principles for much of the work that he did, especially the medical work and biodynamic work and work in education. And even the later works, curative work and artistic work, singing work, is all has to do with this finding analogs in the world that speak to me about issues that I have to look at, because when I do, I redeem not only myself but the world. So if I can find the correct linkage between what is ailing me and something that is in the world that represents that for me as a mood structure or as an inner feeling, that's the purpose of Rosicrucian alchemy. Because then the Rosicrucians would take the substance in the world and run it through a mandalic process, and we call it medicine, pharmacology. Okay, so I can do that pharmacology just with images or even tonal images, movements of intervals of tones, because a tree basically is a song that's come down to earth and turned into wood. It's music. It's harmony. So I when I find a tree that somehow appeals to me, it's speaking to me in a picture about something that is an issue for me. It's telling me something. It's telling me who I am, so to speak, we could say. And the Rosicrucian work is to develop my imagination so I become much more adept at finding the correct picture. Picture doesn't mean that I have to see inside what I see outside. So when Rudolf Steiner first developed the 12 senses, he only had 9 of them. And one of the senses was called visualization. Later, when he developed 12 senses, he split visualization into the sense of vision and the sense of the idea. So what he meant by visualization was really what today we would call the sense of the idea. That is not necessarily connected to vision. It can be connected to hearing. It can be connected to touch fundamentally, because touch was also not a part of the first 12 senses that he found. So when we go to work with images, they could be taste structures. They could be fragrance structures, gestalts. They could be tonal gestalts, where I get meaning out of the gesture of the tonal gestalt. And I would be visualizing. I would be imagining. But I have to learn which tonal gestalt is the thing that's doing the thing for me. And in order to do that, I have to find the tonal gestalt in my own body. I have to find where is the voice of the other? It's a very powerful practice. You can listen to music with your organs. Then you run the risk of someone having a marvelous voice ejecting you out of the top of your body. Because they get beyond their body so easily. Yeah. So these inner planes, this inner working allows us to have another, like a go-between place where I meet the world energetically rather than as a corpse. And that middle place is the hut.